Well, I'm 60 year old and I decided that it was time for me to start a bucket list. And on my bucket list was metal detecting and finding treasure. I joined a group metal detecting in it's called the Central Searchers, and they had organised a rally in Lincoln. So I decided to hitch up my caravan, my metal detector, and go. Well, it got a bit complicated because nobody would have my three chihuahuas, so I had to take them with me. I left at approximately 7 o'clock in the evening with no plan where to stop on the way. And to my horror, I got lost just outside Nottingham. Even though I had a tom-tom in the van, I got lost. Well, I ran into this garage that appeared on my left, and I said, I've got three dogs in my car, I'm lost. Am I anywhere near Lincoln? And he said, I don't know, I'm from Nottingham, but if you like, you can park up in the forecourt here. So I did. I parked up by the air pressure gauge and all night listened to people putting petrol in their vehicles. And in the morning, I thanked the man behind the counter. I said, thank you, you've saved my life. And I thought, this bucket list is not working out too well at the moment. Well, there was a man putting petrol into his motorbike, and I asked him if I was on the right road to Lincoln, and he said, yes, you are. Continued down the A42, I think it was. Off I set again, and 2 hours later, I arrived. Well, I looked at the field, and I could already see figures huddled over their metal detectors. I thought, oh, I'd better get out of here quickly. So me and the three dogs, we got out with our metal detector. Well, of course, there was stubble on the field, and my chihuahuas is very, very small. So they couldn't negotiate the stubble. So I had to leave them in the van and go metal detecting. Well, I was Billy Nomates, wasn't I? Everybody else was in groups. They all had, they had all joined metal detecting groups. So I had a plan. I noticed that they had a bingo night and they had a pub quiz night. So I got there early because there were 500 other metal detectors, all with company. And I thought, well, there's not going to be 500 tables. I'll get there early, sit on the table, and someone will have to join me. And sure enough, as the table started filling up, three people came up to me and said, excuse me, is this table taken and can we join you? And they did. And they were very nice company. I think it was Catherine, Paul and Phil. And we chatted about what we'd found that day, which was, in my case, absolutely zilch. But I did enjoy the experience and they agreed to meet me the following night so I could sit with them for the pub quiz. So that was good. I would have company then. And when I was metal detecting in the field with the others, or the three fields, or the acres of fields, absolutely acres of fields, people would stop when they discovered something and they would hold it up and you'd go over and you say, what have you found then? And they'd tell you the history of the piece, because metal detectorists are really, really knowledgeable people. They seem to have this innate knowledge about things they dig out of the earth. I finished the weekend finding a child's religious necklace, about 100 years old, not worth a penny, but I was delighted, and an Edward the VII farthing. And it proved to me that I can go on my own, on the motorway, get lost, find a destination, and it was a good bucket list, and I can't wait to do the next item on my bucket list.